The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about oxidative stress. I had a conversation recently with a couple patients in the office after diving down and doing some tests, and just like generally, I was looking for health in the news this past week, and I stumbled upon a really great health in the news. You know, and it just got me thinking. Like, it took me a long time to be able to communicate to people about oxidative stress and cellular abnormalities and, you know, with what we look at, because I didn't understand it. And one of the examples is that, I mean, 2 decades ago, someone was like, yep, I just woke up and had cancer. Like, I was doing fine and I just woke up and had cancer. And you're like, or you know the people who are like, hey, I felt fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's a person that, we knew it was like, hey, it was feeling fine. And then, man, I was feeling kind of fatigued and tired. And, you know, 60, 90 days later, they went to the doctor and they have stage 3, stage 4 cancer. And you're like, but you felt fine with stage 1 and stage 2. And, you know, disease processes were not often just struck by disease processes, is that there's likely a disease process that can be underlying, right? And we feel fine. Oh, I'll tell you, like, we don't treat cancer, we don't treat heart disease, you know, but when we look more functionally at cellular systems and kind of the body and how it works functionally, you can see abnormalities growing before necessarily they're to a deathly problematic state, if that makes sense. And so those aspects of when you talk about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and it's true prevention. I'll say it once, I'll say it a million times. There's so much value. Unfortunately, there's so much value to walk into an office and say, hey, I am on 5 medications. I'm massively overweight. I can't walk a mile. I'm in so much pain, 10 out of 10. And then, you know, we start under care and we look at nutrition and all of these other things and we get you adjusted, right? We allow for the central nervous system to function better and help heal the body. And, you know, you pick your head up in 60, 90 days and you say, hey, I am off whatever, 5 medications. I'm able to walk a mile. Like, I've literally regained my health. Like, there's such a value in coming in with a loss of health and then actively regaining it. Versus if you were to come into my office and say, hey, Dr. Leanne with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I just wanted to let you know that I am on no medications. I'm able to walk a mile and I'm just living life. And then we fast forward in 6 to 9 months and we're like, hey, how you doing? And it's like, still doing well, still no medications. And you're like, well, there's no value in that, right? Like, the testimonies that we play on the radio, I'm sure it could be like, hey, how'd you start in the office? And they might say, you know, I was feeling good. And you're like, all right, so You've been getting adjusted for 3 years now. How you feeling? You know, I'm still feeling good. You know, you'd be like, gosh, so you'd always be feeling good. And you're not. Like, we value, we hold more value to losing our health and then having to do all of this hard work to proactively then regain it. You know, it is easier to stay well than it is to get well. Very simple. It's easier to stay well than it is to get well. But it's easy to not put health as a priority when you have it. What I had forgotten about this, and someone in the office more recently came and said, you know, that old, like, I don't like saying or whatever it is. They said, a man with his health has a million wishes, and a man who's lost his health has only one. And there could not be a truer saying than that. There could not be a truer saying. And so that's kind of one when we talk about like cellular abnormalities or oxidative stress. We're going to talk about reactive oxygen species, so ROS cells. What does that mean? Can you test for it? What that has to do with overall health, and then more proactively, what we can do to help stop the production of abnormal cells. So we're gonna talk all things cellular health today. But before we dive down into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News. New study points to possible link between tattoos and lymphoma. But, of course, there's more research needed. So, a Swedish study recently has found a potential link between tattoos and a type of cancer called malignant lymphoma. Malignant lymphoma. And they, you know, obviously they're like, but ultimately it calls for more research. Always. There's always needs to be more research, right? Like, got it. So researchers from Lund University said they want to do the study because there's so little known about the long-term health effects of tattooing, despite its continuing popularity. In the U.S. alone, nearly a third of people have at least one tattoo, according to 2023 research. So the study, published in the most recent edition of Journal of eClinical Medicine, involved nearly 12,000 people in Sweden. From population registries, researchers identified everyone diagnosed with malignant melanoma between 2007 and 2017, nearly 3,000 people, and matched them with a group of the same age gender mix who didn't have cancer. Malignant lymphoma is a cancer in the lymphatic system. So your lymphatic system are your lymph nodes. So it's kind of your drainage and filtration system throughout your body. So you have them in your neck, the back of your head, you've got them in your armpits, you have them in your groin. Those are the most palpable ones you can feel. So if you remember going to the doctor as a kid, or if you have kids and bring them to the doctor, if they're not feeling well, the doctor will take their hands, they'll put them on the side of the neck, and they kind of rotate it around. What they're feeling for in that regard are swollen lymph nodes, because that would be more of an infection, right? Though they don't have to be swollen or tender to have problems. So known risk factors of malignant lymphoma include a weakened immune system by an illness or autoimmune like AIDS, infections such as Epstein-Barr, which is Epstein-Barr virus's mononucleosis, age, and a family history of the disease. Some exposure to chemicals like pesticides and herbicides can also increase the risk of lymphoma, in addition to secondhand smoke. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. In addition, in 2021, the study authors sent questionnaires to people who had identified asking about certain lifestyle factors that may increase the risk of this type of cancer and about whether they had any tattoos. Even after the research factored in things that they known to affect cancer risk, like smoking and age, they found the risk of malignant lymphoma was 21% higher among those who had at least one tattoo. Although the finding is an only association, the authors emphasize that more research will be needed to finish up the total conclusion. We do not know yet why this is the case. One can only speculate that a tattoo, regardless of size, triggers a low-grade inflammation in the body, which in turn can trigger cancer. It comes from one of the co-authors, an associate professor. Ready for the long one? Associate professor in the Division of Occupational and Environmental Medicine at Lund University. The picture is thus more complex than we initially thought. So here's what I think is so interesting is that when we talk about weakened immune system, he talks about weakened immune system as a factor caused by illness or infection. And this is one where I see more in the allopathic realm, if you will, is that, you know, once you have mononucleosis, so for example, I had mono in high school, and then I got it again in college, and they said, no way, you can't get it twice. Joke's on them, I sure did. And it was way worse the second time than it was the first. Oh, college kisses. Anyways, so, right, mono's the kissing disease. College. Anyways, so just because you have it, though, that being said, it's kind of, from a viral standpoint, if you have any sort of herpes, right? And we always think of herpes as like, oh no. But like a cold sore, that's a form of herpes, right? Or if you have warts, like planter's warts, warts on your fingers, that would also be more of a human papillomavirus. So it's all viruses, but here's what's really interesting. When your immune system's depleted, that's where those viral loads pop up. And so, for example, there was someone recently, that's not true. I've had a lot of people recently that I'm like, hey, I'll be at their labs. I'm like, you should look at cytomegalovirus, CMV, and we'll talk a little bit more of this moving forward, or Epstein-Barr virus. And although you can have the more active infection 20 years ago, different aspects, lifestyle, triggers, choices can decrease your immune system. So you can have a recurrence of that, even though it's not an active infection. So we'll dive down deeper into that. But it just goes to show when the allopathic says, oh, that's not a big deal, you don't need to worry about it, you should say, my goodness, that is a very huge deal, because that is a precursor from a cellular abnormality standpoint. So looking systemically at more oxidative stress is what we're going to dive down deeper into next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. Oh, I know there's gonna be some pride. Oh, I swear that
someone will find you when you're.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, oftentimes, we hosted a indie holistic hub in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, which was awesome because we just had, there's a network of holistic, you know, maybe I should have Jen on the show. That's a good thought process. Thank you. Okay, good. Cool. So that might be a really good guest to have on here. Okay, anyway, so I digress. So we had, it's just a network of holistic practitioners. And so it's just really cool to have this like network together. And so we were there and, you know, Jen said, hey, why don't you just share about what you do and more about our office, how it's not just the standard chiropractic, about how we have this like super great opportunity to help people, you know. And I told this group of practitioners, like, if you're just seeing your chiropractor for headaches, neck pain, and back pain, then yes, it would be nonsensical that you would see that person for 10 years. Now, if you saw them for health and wellness and life and longevity and stamina and quality of life and experiences and all of the things, like, why would you not? Don't see a chiropractor once. You see him once, you got to see him the rest of your life. Don't brush your teeth once. You might have good oral health and you might want to brush your teeth for the rest of your life. Don't eat a salad once. Eat a salad once. You might feel good. You might have energy. You might want to eat salads for the rest of your life. Don't work out. You might get some really good endorphins and you might feel great. You might want to work out for the rest of your life. Right? Like, what? There's such a lack of knowledge that comes with this. You know, so it's, of course you want to get adjusted. Of course you want wellness. And that's why, you know, one of the things we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is we look at whole body wellness. You know, your central nervous system is what creates every single cell, organ, and tissue. It is how actively cellular cycles function, you know, when you look at your immune system, just all the things. So talking about oxidative stress and free radicals, right? Like, let's talk about the effects that this have on your health. So what are free radicals? And so the definition of a free radical, which is kind of boring and heavy, but we'll break it down. So it's an uncharged molecule having an unpaired valence electron. So a reactive oxygen species and reactive nitrogen species are generated by our bodies by various endogenous systems, exposures to different physiochemicals, conditions, or pathological states. So free radicals can... So when we talk about oxidative stress, right? So free radicals are produced by oxidative stress. So here's what's really interesting. This is not like scientific. So, but let me give your like a very novice, a very superficial analogy that's not like the best, but it helps understand just slightly more. So imagine you have like an apple, right? And you cut it open. And it browns. Oxygen is exposed to it. So you have this oxidative stress on the cells. Now, that's why you think about like antioxidants, right? We always talk about like, oh yeah, we're going to do resveratrol. It's a great antioxidant. I'm going to do goji berry juice. Why? Because it's a great antioxidant. Oh, I'm going to do vitamin C or curcumin or whatever. Because why? It's a great antioxidant. Anti is the opposite of, right? So oxidative stress causes this stress on cells. So when we're looking at ways and opportunities to reverse those, that's where it's really, really important. Now, free radicals can't, let's go back. So free radicals can be harmful, right? But their production inside of the body is not necessarily abnormal. And it's not necessarily entirely bad. So free radicals are a really essential part of the immune systems. Our bodies produce these free radicals as byproducts, cellular reactions, metabolizing food, function, breathing. So the liver produces and uses free radicals for detoxification. While white blood cells send free radicals to destroy bacteria, viruses, and damaged cells. So when we talk about like free radicals overall, free radicals ultimately harm and age the body over time because they damage DNA. They damage cellular membranes, so like the outside covering of a cell. So that's what allows really good things in. It what's allowed toxins out. They damage the fats stored within blood vessels, enzymes. So normally free radicals, RAS, reactive oxidative, they live in balance with antioxidants in the body. So you have damage to the cells, reactive oxygen species increase, and the body's like, oh no, let's send some antioxidants there. So that's a normal process of the body. So I don't, right? Like it's kind of when we talk about like every single person body is full of abnormal cells. And the body clears off those cells, process of apoptosis, and then it creates abnormal cells and the body cleans it up, creates abnormal cells, the body cleans it up. When that balance is no longer, right, but it's in balance, that's where it becomes problematic. Similarly, when we talk, it's when the balance of these free radicals and oxidative stress and antioxidants, when that balance is disturbed, which can either be from a low intake of antioxidants or too much accumulation of free radicals, that's when accelerated damage or aging to the cells occur. Now, high levels of oxidative stress affects almost every single organ system in the body. So, I mean, it has been linked from like Alzheimer's, arteriosclerosis, cancer, heart disease, accelerating aging, asthma, diabetes, leaky gut. Oxidative stress is believed to be one of the causes for so many chronic diseases, right? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. So it was an interesting article that I found. So this was published in Oxidative Medicine and Cellular Longevity. It was published in 2017. But the article title is Oxidative Stress, Harms and Benefits for Human Health. So you think like benefits and you're like, yeah, your body's protecting itself against these damages. So it kind of dives down deeper into some of the causations. And again, this is clinical research. So this isn't necessarily like a chiropractic thought process. Like this is one that is a published peer-reviewed research study. But here's what's really interesting, because this is all the stuff that we talk about. When we talk about Greenwood Family Chiropractic, the five essentials and why we look at nervous system, but we also look at toxicity. We also look at oxygen. We also look at nutrition. We also look at mindset. Like it's so interesting to then look at when it talks about like what is causing these reactive oxygen species to create oxidative stress on the cells. And so they talk about there are different aspects. One is environmental stressor, right? So when we talk about environmental stressor, this is, so you look at ionizing radiation. So some examples would be like nuclear medicine, CT scanners, mammography, baggage X-ray screening devices, right? That's one where, you know, I opt out. Most people don't know, but you can actively opt out of, and I did it with TSA PreCheck, but for some reason, even with TSA PreCheck, there was a time that... Every time I would go through, it would randomly flag me to go through the X-ray. And I'm like, no. Like, then I have to be a pat down. And they're like, bleh. I'm like, listen. No, actively no. I'm not going. Why? Because just a little, right? A little bit of this, a little bit here, a little bit there. There are things that you can't control, right? When you talk about so like ionizing radiation, there are so many different sources of it. And when you talk about like the environmental standpoint, like I can't stop living, but what I can do is not walk through those scanners, right? That's one where like radon gas, you know, why is it that people have radon detectors in their house? And you're like, because it's massively detrimental to your health, right? So just those aspects of what can cause more of these reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress. So the oxidative stress, that's the imbalance that leads to cell and tissue damage. Another, pollutants, right? That can be indoor air. That could be outdoor air. Know this, that your home, the air inside your home, is exponentially more toxic than stuff outside. And how can that be, right? I always had a hard time wrapping my head around that too. And here's one of the reasons why. Your windows are sealed. Why? Because it's hot outside and you want it to stay cool inside. It's cool outside. You want it to stay warm inside. So the last thing that we want to do is let that air seep out. But guess what? Simple things like I was reading once and I was like, oh my gosh, like you don't even think about it. That if you are on city water, for example, most city water is chlorinated. Chlorination has off-gassing. So if you have a toilet in your bathroom, which most of us all do, and you have water sitting in the bowl, which most of us all do, you have consistent off-gassing of that chlorine in your bathroom. Well, guess where it goes? It's not just hanging out on the floor. It's something that you breathe in consistently. And then we have all of these other things like air pollutants, the plug-ins, the candles, the hairsprays, the deodorants, the right, like all of these people are still using the nonstick Teflon cookware, right? That has off gassing. All of these things. And then we continually keep breathing them in. Another one is heavy metals, right? Like heavy metals could be in your food or they could be in your, you know, they call them silver fillings, but we've talked time and time again how the dental community is like, stop calling them silver fillings. They're mercury fillings with a slight amount of silver, but so much of that is heavy metal based. Another one that I looked at is xenobiotics. So xenobiotics is a term used to describe a chemical substance that is foreign to animal life. So different drugs, pesticides, cosmetics. And you're like, well, I don't spray my lawn. But if you're not eating organic, you're actually physically consuming. You're consuming them. The cosmetics, what you put on your skin, flavorings, different fragrances, food additives, industrial chemicals, environmental pollutants, right? So like, this is one and you're like, where does that come from? And you're like, all over. All right, and so those are ones where we're getting, and you might feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting it from all over. And then we look and we're like, hey, but what about, you know, the fact that we are now depleting the immune system? And more recently, what I've seen for the average person who comes in here is it's stress. It is stress. Have you ever had someone who's had like a really, really stressful event and then they've got diagnosed with cancer? I do. I know a couple of them. One of them was my direct family member, tons and tons of just stress with their job. And right. And you might be able to say, oh, well, there could have been a million different reasons. It could be, right. But what we know is that stress depletes the immune system, and the immune system is important for doing things like fighting these reactive oxygen species. It's helping fight with the oxidative stress. And so we have all of these different. And you can test for them now, which is a little bit more. Obviously, like the tests that we do in the office aren't going to be like, hey, you have cancer, right? Because I'm not an oncologist. I don't diagnose cancer. But what we do see when we do tests like metabolomics, it lets us look at a couple different things. One is hydroxyl radicals. So one of the biomarkers, it's a urine metabolite, is 8-OHDG. So 8-OHDG, so it's 8-hydroxy-2-deoxyguanosine, which is why we call it 8-OHDG. So it represents product of oxidation modifications of DNA. So it literally is a biomarker of oxidative damage to DNA, right? So this is not like a, you have cancer, but it's showing you damage to the DNA. And that DNA over the course of time can let you see it causes abnormal cellular processes to precancerous cells to precancerous cells, right? So for example, this was published in journal Nature. It was published September of 2016. It's the association between oxidative DNA damage risk, and the risk of colorectal cancer, right? And this is from a urine analysis, and it's real simple. You walk in, I hand you a box. It's got a blood spot, which you prick your finger in a urine analysis and you check it out, right? Another one too, this is from Science Direct. Again, this was published in January 2004. Urinary 8-OHDG, a marker of oxidative stress to DNA and a risk factor of cancer, atherosclerosis, and diabetics. All right, so all of these, like all of these aspects, you're like, we can look at lipid peroxidase. Again, it's that outer covering of the cell. So that's what lets good nutrients in. It lets let toxicity out. Like we have all of these opportunities to kind of look on a cellular function. Now, there are things that you can do more proactively, right? And so you don't always need to test. Oh, and I'll share this with you, right? This was, it was real humbling for me when I looked because, you know, these tests, all the tests that I run in the office, like I run on myself, my husband, like I am going to do the metabolomics, the urinalysis on my oldest, right? So, but because why? Because he's kind of squirrely. He's been a little bit squirrely in school. So I just want to see like, what are his cell cycles looking like? Like what? I mean, there are things that are not actively wrong, but think about the amazing things that we could do proactively, right? Like, is there a nutrient deficiency? Is there a lack of protein? Is there a cell cycle that's off? Is there, you know, heavy metals that are going on? Like, I get to see all of that. And then I get to make a choice on like the natural approach that we take. And that's in anyone of any age. And so anyways, I took it on myself really because I wanted my husband to take it. So I thought if we like did it together, that would be so cool. And his was like, yeah, your gut's a little bit messy and you got to do some toxicity stuff. And so did all that. And then I looked back at mine and it was like, hey, your adrenals aren't doing well. You're not managing stress like you thought you were. And by the way, your 8-OHDG is now entering into the like red flag zone. And to me, it was very humbling. It was very alarming that I just thought I was doing so well and I had not known had I not gone through this. And so it was one that there are proactive steps that you can take. So even if you choose not to test, some of these things just from every day, like what you're going to be exposed to from a xenobiotic or a ionizing radiation, right? Like the just things that happen in everyday life that you can do more proactively to start reversing this oxidative stress and increasing that antioxidant load. And that's what we'll be able to dive down deeper into next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we're talking about oxidative stress, right? So when cellular DNA becomes damaged, that's when we start to see problems. So our body has a reactive oxygen species that when damage happens to the cell, it sends it. The cell gets damaged and then it's like, oh no, I need some antioxidants, right? So now we kind of talked about the different tests that you can do. Now here's what I will say that one of the best, and we'll see, because there's actually with the metabolomics, the urinalysis that we do in the office, it is really pretty simple to just be able to see kind of how much you need. It gives you that clinical report that shows you, hey, here's how much your specific body needs. Now, one of my most favorite, and I did a show this previously with Connor Downey about IV vitamin C and glutathione, because there is a time, regardless of testing or not, that when you're like, what does everyone need? And you're like, yeah, B vitamins, this and that. But for me, most people don't know the benefits of glutathione. Glutathione is like your body's they call it like the fountain of youth, natural antioxidant. But here's where I want to like have you pick your head up, because I learned something more recently that I'll always say no better, do better. So there's going to be a point in time that you say, Dr. Leanne with Maximize Your Life and Greenwood Family Chiropractic and Prime IV, you're going to say, I heard you say that you should use liposomal glutathione. And I used liposomal glutathione because I thought that's what was best. And right, because when you take glutathione orally, like when you swallow it, most of it is degraded in your stomach. So not a lot is bioavailable. And so we have this liposomal. So liposomal is like a covering. Liposome, lipid, right? So it's a fatty covering. So you see like any liposomal, it's kind of like it's oily, if you will. And so we've got this fatty outer covering for liposomal. And there's tons of different companies that do this. And here's what's really interesting about it. So I was on a call with another practitioner, and we were kind of just like throwing our ideas and bumping heads and all the things, right? So, and we were talking about the specific patient who had very, very high levels of oxidative stress. And I said, yep, well, we'll just do the liposomal glutathione. And she said, yeah, but I wouldn't recommend more than 1 month. And I thought in my head, I wonder why she said that. Because I've been taking it. I'm giving it to my husband. I'm actively giving it to my children, right? Like I've got tons, but they ship it to us on ice only during the week. We put it directly into the fridge so people don't even know we have it. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, you have to acknowledge that you're giving someone a small dose of poison for the greater good of the glutathione. And I was like, I don't really know about all that. And so I started doing my research, and she's like, well, yes, like you put it in your cheek and you're like, oh, it's absorbed through the skin. Like, how do you think it's absorbed through the skin? And if you're increasing permeability of the skin, there has to be a chemical for that. And so all of these ones that we look at, like some Symbiotica or Quiksilver, all these like different ones. And you're like, so what does that do? Chemical permeability, they increase the permeability of the skin to topically be applied by raising the fluidity of lipids in the serum, right? In the stratum corneum layer. So these formulated have a concentration of solvent like propylene glycol or dipropylene glycol and ethanol. Right. And so that's when that was published. Liposomal systems as drug delivery vehicles for dermal and transdermal. Another one, advanced and challenges of liposome assisted drug delivery. Right. Like liposomal was originally formulated not for vitamins, not for nutraceuticals, but for pharmaceuticals. And again, it talks about the schematics that was published in Frontiers. Liposomal characteristics, behavior in vivo can be modified by addition of hydrophilic polymer coating, polyethylene glycol to the liposome surface to confer steric stabilization, right? So this is like liposomal vitamin C. This is liposomal glutathione. All the liposomal there has to, and then the more you break it down, you're like, of course, because it's not like I'm swishing around the blueberries in my mouth and I get them directly into my bloodstream, right? It's not like I'm swishing around some kombucha or some fermented whatever, like some kraut in my mouth, and all of a sudden like those probiotics go directly into my bloodstream. Like, why would it be? And you're like, because of the aspect of that transdermal, right? So when I started doing that, I'm like, okay, well, this is why with Prime IV that's so awesome, because of the fact that we have the ability now to just give it directly into the bloodstream. And again, research study after research study, like there are things that you can do that aren't necessarily just IVs. And like, okay, so let's talk about why polyethylene glycol is such a problem. It's antifreeze. It's a chemical. It's a synthetic liquid substance that absorbs water. And so when you're looking at, yes, do we put it in cosmetics? Do we put it in processed foods? Do we put it in a lot of electronic cigarettes to like increase the smoothness? It's considered antifreeze. Like it's just one, obviously like skin irritation, toxicity to kidney and livers. It's not safe for infant or pregnant women. Neurological symptoms, oral, when consumed in an oral administration, i.e. liposomally, polyethylene glycol led to neurological issues like convulsions, mental symptoms, decreased activity, mental depression, ataxia in humans and animals, cardiovascular problems associated with propylene glycol, respiratory issues, potentially bioaccumulative in certain cases. Your body stores it. Right. So all of these aspects, you're like, why would you not want to do that? So that's where we turn more so. You can do it in intramuscular injections. You can also do it in IV form, which allows us to do higher doses. And that's one where Prime IV, primeivgreenwood.com, you can schedule an appointment. So even if it's one, when people are like, I have a previous history of cancer, like we can look at your 8-OHDG and your oxidative stress and what's damage to the DNA, or you can do the high doses of vitamin C and glutathione. The other thing too is you got to change up your nutrients, man. You got to start looking at what you're actually putting in your body. I want to cry every single day. Ugh. Like my kids are going through a growth spurt right now, and I don't know why they're all going through it. But when I tell you that I'm going to have to take out like HELOC or a second mortgage or whatever it is, I have to take, I put a loan against my house to just pay for the berries that my kids eat because I choose organic. You know, it's one of those ones. The deeply colored hues have the highest antioxidants. So they even looked at, there was a study that was published in Journal of Agriculture, Food and Chemistry, found berries were the easiest winner for the amount of antioxidants for the price, especially when you buy organic. Frozen, you can do that. Like we'll go through in warmer seasons where my kids love smoothies and we throw them in there. Also, berries are lower in sugar and higher in fiber. And so again, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, sweet potatoes, pumpkins. Here's like a hack that maybe I'm not. But I will cut up carrots. My kids, for some reason, like carrot sticks. So yes, that means I take the extra 2 minutes and I peel the outside of the carrots and I cut them into sticks, put a little bit of water in them. I will take different colored peppers. So our family doesn't love green peppers. So we'll do red and yellow and orange. And after school or during the day, when those little snack monsters, I'm like, you're not hungry, you're bored. I will keep those out and they'll just run throughout the day and just eat all of the veggies. And they love them. Really only one of my kids likes the cherry tomatoes, but I'll still put those out too. Cause you know, maybe they mistake that for a whatever, but it's cool. Cause like these antioxidants even help with reduced sunburn, wrinkles, they protect your vision because they help with free radicals. And so, it's one where if kids want a snack, mom, I'm hungry, you can choose a fruit or a vegetable. What do you want? Or we might say like a vegetable or something high in protein. So look at more of those antioxidants. As adults, red wine, green and white tea. So polyphenols have great, great cacao, like real cacao. So there was a study that was published that cacao has a higher antioxidant content than green, black tea, and even red wine. So, and then different herbs and spices, cinnamon, oregano, ginger, turmeric, rosemary, right? Like these are all food by God. Eat more food by God. And the last component is just avoiding toxicity. Oh, here's what's really interesting. The other thing about Prime IV that I'm super excited about, one obviously is glutathione. But when we talk about another antioxidant is lipoic acid, alpha lipoic acid. It's one that helps repair essential enzymes in the bodies. We now have the ability. There's so many people that I see that try to orally consume alpha lipoic acid, but we now have that in a form that's more bioavailable. But then too, just doing overall what you can to avoid toxins and pollutants, right? Like you're not going to be able to get rid of everything all the time. But when you're looking at like avoiding the toxicity when you can, getting regular exercise, being mindful about being sedentary for too long, trying to normalize blood sugar, making like just more natural choices. Here's another really great example, right? Like, I use bar soap and my kids use bar soap and they've got their own washcloths and all of the things. And it's like, why do you use bar soap? And you're like, because it's like four or five ingredients. And if there is like a scent in it, it's usually an essential oil. And so as opposed to like rubbing just all of these toxic emulsifying chemicals that lather and do all of the things, like we use really healthy stuff against our skin. And I feel really good about that, right? Because it's just one aspect. Now, do they sometimes make bad choices? Do we not eat perfect? Yeah, you know, but that's where we're going to do things like take out a second mortgage for blueberries for breakfast, you know, and just snacks, is because what I value is their health. And when you value your health, people have, everyone here, if you look at your bank statement, you can see what you value. We have time and money for what we value and what we make that time for and what we utilize those dollars for. And I understand every family situation might be different, but in reality, there has to be a point that you put your health as number one, as opposed to waiting until we lose it. So schedule an appointment, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Want to know more about Prime IV? PrimeIVGreenwood.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.